Stephen Dudley, to my friends and family, and you can talk yourself there if you'd like to. Rich McFadden is here, and Roberta Fasanella. Jennifer's off this week. She's down in Antigua. Is that you? I always used to pronounce it Antigua.
See, that's what I always said.
Spell that way, but she says it's Antigua. Anyway, she's on the beach, as it were, and she said, well, you know, Dougie, I'm on the same time as you are, so I could call up. Yeah, sure. I'll be holding my breath.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Only I'm silly enough to do that when I'm traveling.
Right.
So anyway, we had David Brenner pass away over the weekend, and I had forgotten. I Richie always likes to tell the story about how I grind up the comedians that come on the program.
You stand-up comics.
Yeah.
But Brenner was such an actor that you had so much to talk to him about, and he was still a funny guy. But he was very into radio.
Yeah, he tried to do a radio show that didn't work, but I had him on the program once, and so we built sort of a promotional announcement out of one of the things that he said.
And this was from years ago.
A visit with David Brenner.
I like radio better than I like TV. There was a guy named Gene Shepherd.
Oh, my God. Gene Shepherd. My God. He was the best communicator of his time.
He said, oh, everyone who's a fan of mine, wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen, you're in your bedroom, you're in a car, when I say three, I want you to blink a light that's close to you. And, of course, my father blinked the lights in the car, and I look up on this hill, and I saw this light going on and off.
Blinking. Hello.
Yeah. And I thought, wow, this thing called radio is so intimate, it is so powerful, that it reaches the people like this, and that gave me the bug for radio.
It's a great day.
Hello.
That's a old one.
Yeah.
Hello, Roberta.
Moldy. Oh, there's Roberta. Oh, hello.
Hello.
9 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A story that sort of ties a number of different things together today. I always think it's important for us to talk about food and the various food related. There are always a half a dozen stories about food, one way or another. Food very important to us. The recall of the week is from Dole Fresh Vegetables, issuing a recall after sample tests will indicate that a lot of the Dole vegetables that are in cans have listeria. Now you can ask yourself,
in cans,
how
don't they sterilize stuff in cans?
Well, you think they're supposed to cook. The stuff gets cooked in the cans,
right?
But there are Dole now is doing a lot of different things. They've always had what, bananas? What's Dole best known for?
The
pineapple in a can.
Pineapples, right? Bananas.
Don't they do veggies too? Doesn't Dole do corn and green beans and that sort of stuff?
Especially the salad bar stuff is being recalled.
Yeah, that's the stuff we're talking about.
But not in the cans.
Not in the can. I said the can, but I meant the plastic.
It's being expanded from Canada to the U.S.
Yeah. But these are
voluntary.
The things.
They're the stuff in the plastic bags, the bag salad.
Right. I misspoke. I said cans.
Okay, that's what you said, cans. I'm going, really?
I meant plastic. So the plastic vegetables, remember how many times we've had these stories, and they all get back to the big, humongous, big agribusinesses, not the local farmer. How many times we keep having this stuff, and it'll probably be ad nauseum, we'll say it forever. The thing for you to do, if you want not to have to worry about listeria, salmonella, E. coli, any of this stuff, is to buy from local sources. Now, that's a little difficult if you're in New York this time of year, to be sure. Although I will tell you that more and more areas of the country, suburban areas, are setting up hydroponic greenhouses. Mm-hmm. So they can grow. There's big business and people will pay a lot of money for vegetables that are grown year-round, either in hothouses, hydroponically, or whatever. I think you're going to see that as a trend. Next 10, 12, 14 years, you'll see a lot of these places. I'm even thinking about doing it on my place, but I'm not really running a produce farm. I'm running a dairy farm. And we have product year-round, but there are those people who are seriously building greenhouses. They're heating them. They're heating the water. and growing tomatoes. You can grow great tomatoes in a hydroponic situation, and carrots, things under the ground, potatoes, anything with a root structure. Those are all going to be grown year-round in hydroponic setups.
All right, so here are the products being recalled by Dole. It's the Italian blend,
yep.
The Fresh Selections Italian-style blend,
right.
The Little Salad Bar Italian Salad,
mm-hmm.
The Market Side Italian-style Salad,
yep.
And you can get the codes there. States that are affected are Connecticut, Florida, mostly the East Coast and then a little bit of the Midwest,
yep.
Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia.
There you go. All right, here's the story from Southington, Connecticut, where a local family surprised to find garbage instead of chicken McNuggets in their Happy Meal. 5-year-old girl.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
See, I knew you were going to go there. I thought I would try to get through the story before you went. That's okay. This girl, confused, she went to her father because her father had gone to McDonald's to bring home a Happy Meal, which was supposed to include chicken McNuggets. They opened up the bag. Some people, the press got involved in speculating this was a poorly thought-out practical joke on a 5-year-old. Come on. Two Happy Meals from the McDonald's. The box that was supposed to have the chicken McNuggets was filled with barbecue sauce and half-eaten fries and a half-eaten apple slice. We didn't order barbecue sauce with the meal. There's no way the packet could have been in there or exploded or anything that of that nature. Obviously, they gave us some of the garbage that was in the store. What do we tell our child? Well, what you do is you...
As we're going to go to a good restaurant now and get some real food. Well, that's what you tell your child.
For your child at home. Why are you giving a 5-year-old this kind of... It's garbage. No, well, I get into trouble with people that have McDonald's advertising on the station, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, Roberta.
Yes, sir.
There is a new public service announcement that is floating around with well-known figures like Beyonce, Jennifer Garner, Condoleezza Rice, Jimmy Johnson, Jane Lynch. And there are the message is generating a fair bit of controversy, actually, urging people to stop calling young girls bossy, because it saps their interest in leadership. See what you think. This is, by the way, if you want to research this, this is sort of a summary of what you can find at a website called banbossy.com, BANBOSSY.com, which means something entirely different to me on the farm, because that's what they call a boss cow, is bossy. But listen to it, how it applies to young women today.
This is Ban Bossy. Take one.
Pushy, stubborn, stubborn, pushy, stubborn, stubborn, bossy, bossy, bossy.
When I was growing up, I was called bossy.
I think the word bossy is just a swasher.
Being labeled something matters. By middle school,
girls are less interested in leadership than boys. And that's because they worry about being called bossy.
You need to tell them it's okay to be ambitious.
We need to help them lean in.
Words matter.
Let's just ban the word bossy.
And encourage girls to lead.
Be strong and be ambitious.
Listen to your own voice.
There are no limits.
Dare to be you.
You can change the world.
Let's ban bossy.
Be brave. Be you.
Ban bossy. Join us to ban bossy.
I'm not bossy. I'm the boss.
Encourage girls to lead. Take the pledge at banbossy.com.
Give me a freaking break.
Now, those of you who know me well know me for my interest in strong women. My daughter has been taught to be strong. The women that I care about in my life have always been strong. The woman that I'm with now is very strong, and I'm very happy about that. Roberta's a strong
woman. And you got me!
Jennifer is a strong woman. So I'm one who is interested in doing what this seems to be underscoring, but I guess I don't know, Richie, when you said give me a break, whether you think it's not necessary to be doing this. You think it's stupid. Okay.
I think it's stupid. I think that if you
are...
teaching
your daughter to be strong? Your wife is
Yeah, and if my daughter is called bossy, okay, she has a strong personality. If you are bossy and have a strong personality, you can certainly put up with somebody calling you bossy and get over it.
Exactly.
I mean, come on now. It's, we are,
so much about
we are
nothing?
Wimpifying everybody.
We are wimpifying.
We are making strong people wimps by not calling them names. You become strong because somebody calls you bossy and you go, so what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm strong.
No, are you? I'm not going to be bossy. That's a terrible thing to be
between
called.
The NFL, between it's just we are making everybody a wimp. We're worried about bullying, but we don't teach anybody how to put up with bullies. You know, I don't mind anti-bullying stuff, but teach people how to put up with strong people so that you become strong. Don't make the strong person weak and wimpify everybody. Make the weak people strong.
Do you think the idea of banning the term bossy is just making people overly sensitive, or these people overly sensitive? 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Rich or Roberta at DougStephan.com.
I'll put it up on Facebook.
You can argue on both sides. You're going to put it on Facebook? Okay.
Yeah.
Good idea. 18 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm Tim Austin, Senior Vice President at Kmart. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Kmart and our associates across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
After the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program, Uri Geller talks about the flight of a Malaysian airliner in the next half hour.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Singers to be focused on during Irish Day, or Irie Day, as they say in my neighborhood. They call them the Iries. U2, one of the great Irish bands in God's country, is this song. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What's on the menu for St. Patrick's Day dinner? A friend of mine invited me over for spaghetti yesterday, and I had the spaghetti, but she was cooking a meal that was corned beef and cabbage for somebody who's a friend, and that smelled actually pretty good. I don't want to eat because corned beef is good, but it's smoked anyway. So what's on the menu for you today? Is it corned beef and cabbage? Is it shepherd's pie? Is it box tea? Last year, Jennifer and I went through this, Richie. For me, I don't have any connection to box tea. I didn't remember what it was. Do you remember?
I do not.
All right, so we'll check it out. We'll look it up.
And I'm Irish. I should know this, but I have no idea.
No, but I know on the menu for your St. Patrick's Day is choice number D, Guinness.
Yes.
E, nothing special. So help us understand what's going on with you and your family.
I float more towards a black and tan, actually.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, where it's half Guinness.
One of the great Irish singers, sort of a cur as a human being, but great, great, great entertainer is Van Morrison, another Irishman.
All the night's magic seemed to whisper and hush. Yet all the summer light seems to shine. Is your blush?
I'll tell you something, that moon, we haven't seen it this weekend, was really something special. Big, 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 big full moon. All right, so Van Morrison, Irish singer. Christa Berg is a lady. Has a lady in red.
I don't think he's a lady.
Yeah, lady waiting to be. Saw two movies over the weekend, Richie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Only after one of them, so I know about the one of those, not the speed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was what you expected.
Sure.
I was trying to figure out whether it was Paul. That's right, because the star is Aaron Paul, and I was trying to remember Paul Walker's name. This kid looks just like him.
Really?
The movie is just
out of
the
past. It's knockoff.
That's out of the
sure.
Right. And I also saw Veronica Mars. We'll have to talk about that
later on.
I was quite taken by it. I'd never seen the television show, and I just happened to be in the theater, so I thought, okay, I'll watch this for a little while. And I found her very engaging. And
that's,
I found the movie.
That's the movie that they
made with a star, what do you call it?
With crowdfunding.
Yeah.
So they raised enough money to be able to make the movie, and now it's in the theaters. Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. We got a couple of late night items from last Friday, including Jimmy Fallon joking about the situation in Ukraine.
Here's what people are talking about. Of course, it's the situation in Ukraine. It just keeps getting more and more tense. And now Vladimir Putin has moved 10,000 troops to the Russian-Ukrainian border. Yeah. Russia says its troops are only there for a training exercise. When asked what they're training for, Russian officials were like, invading Ukraine. We thought. There's 10,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. That's a lot. Plus, inside each of those soldiers is a slightly smaller soldier. And inside that one is a...
All right, here's Seth Meyers laughing about Mr. Obama's new plan for colleges.
Any college students here tonight? Well, the Obama administration announced it is going to require colleges and vocational schools to demonstrate that they are properly preparing students for jobs after college. Yeah. So don't be surprised if your next chemistry class is all about how to make a cappuccino. Well, that's very good. Very good. You just made the dean blitz.
Good for him.
Pretty funny.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
On. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it on time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Idol, with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. I slipped that in. Expecting no comments from Roberta or Richie. 888-302-3684. No snow today in New York, right? Richie's had snow.
Nope,
Washington.
Nope,
you have no snow, Roberta?
Nope.
How would you describe the weekend
D.C.
weather?
At all.
How is your weekend weather there?
Oh, cold, but, you know, it was beautiful Saturday, and then got cold again on Sunday. Very windy.
So north of you there, I'm told on the farm it was 50 degrees on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Here's the crazy thing about Washington.
Yeah.
Saturday, it was about 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Yesterday, during my daughter's seventh birthday
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It was about 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the birthday party ended, it was snowing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that? Global warming!
Can you believe that?
Everybody is Irish today. It's St. Patrick's Day. Most people know the history of the story. Richie, do you teach your children, as you are of Irish heritage? Have you taught your children the story of St. Patrick's Day?
Of course I do. And here's the dilemma.
Yeah.
Is that the women of my house are Colombians.
Yes.
They don't share my Irish heritage.
No.
My son is Irish, obviously, and half Colombian and part Italian and whatever else my wife is.
All the things that your wife is, yeah.
My daughter, who was born in Colombia, is Irish by name since she was adopted.
Juliana.
So Juliana. So I teach both of them about Ireland, but it's just like every day we have the Colombian food, we have the Colombian music. So I get pummeled. No, I don't have a chance.
It's a legal holiday in Ireland, as one might expect, and a reason for people to celebrate. I was talking, my son and I had dinner. It was Friday night or Saturday. I think it was Friday night, and we were on Wiltshire Boulevard in a little restaurant. And these people are parading by with their green shirts and green hair.
Sure.
They have green skin. This is Friday.
St. Patrick's Day isn't until today.
Yeah.
And they're out there enjoying their Reuben sandwiches or their Irish beer, Irish red ale. Richie, what does that taste like?
An amber? They're very good.
Is it tart?
No. It's got a little bit of the bitterness in it, but it's very, it's like a lager with a little bit more bitterness.
Okay, so Roberta, your family ran an Italian restaurant for decades. Uh-huh. How did you celebrate? Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So what happened in your family's Italian restaurant in New York City?
My dad makes a mean corned beef and cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'll tell you his secret for his corned beef.
Yes.
Everybody would go crazy for
in beer, cooked in beer.
Nope. Really? He put half a grapefruit in the water.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Huh.
And his corned beef was outstanding. People would come. The place would be jammed.
Really?
People have corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, and beer.
Uh-huh. Man, I remember the days when you'd wait 45 minutes to pay a $10 cover charge to get into a place, the hot place on St. Patrick's Day. And it's just, ugh.
New York City formed the first of the New York City St. Patrick's Day parades. I'm thinking about that, which has been, since 100 years or more? St. Patrick's Day Parade, this year 125,000 marchers are going to be walking in the 2-mile strip down Fifth Avenue, 2 million watching them. This is the largest St. Patrick's Day Parade any place. How many people will wear the three-leafed shamrock, do you think, today, Roberta? How many people?
I'd say about maybe 50%.
Really?
Yep.
In Chicago, the main river that went through Chicago, they used to throw green dye in it. They still do that on St. Patrick's Day?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 253rd New York St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Been that long? Wow.
253
years.
253 years.
How many people are wearing green today, honestly? Whether you're Irish or not, do you do it just because you want to be part of the tradition?
I had my green laid out, and then it snowed 7 inches.
A lot of people, there's a lot of potatoes, because Irish is where a lot of potatoes are grown. Not only do they have corned beef and cabbage, but a lot of potatoes are served today that are even cooked in green beer. Then there's those foolish
potatoes cooked in green beer.
Green beer, yeah.
Bleh.
Green bagels, another story.
Right? This is food coloring. That's no big deal.
It's all food coloring.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, here's an email from John Wiggins. Hi, John. John Wiggins.
Any relation morning, to Mr. Jim Conway Stephen. And Mrs. Wiggins?
I don't know. There it is. Probably related.
Mr. Great Mrs. Tim Wiggins. Conway character.
Wanted to take a moment before I open my clinic to tell you how much I enjoy your show every morning. I drive into work. I find it to be quite pleasing to start off a normally hectic day listening to you and your friends, Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and Ken.
Oh, she mentioned me.
I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your dairy cattle, especially Diamond. I think I said this, everybody knows, well, really everybody. Last week, the remaining three cows that were infirmed as a result of the building wreck that took place on the 19th of February, we had to put them to sleep. So people were concerned about that. Thank you. If you want to, we updated the website yesterday, EastleyFarm.com, if you want to check and see what's going on there, EastleyGh. Speaking of farms and that sort of thing, big story from Connecticut today. A lot of people are talking about this couple who could face criminal charges after authorities discovered nearly 200 diseased chickens inside their home.
Bleh.
The Department of Agriculture.
Inside their home.
Inside the home.
Why?
One of the most extreme cases that you will see of this type of animal hoarding, because these people are crazy. Certifiably crazy. Anybody that keeps 200 chickens cooped up in a house
They're
certifiably nuts. They have a contagious respiratory disease, so all of them were killed over the weekend. They were no threats to humans, although there are some things that chickens get. Remember all the business about the H1N1 flu, the bird flu, that kind of stuff? It was thought to have been something that you could get if you were around live chickens. So, although this guy that runs the Department of Agriculture in the state of Connecticut said the condition of the house was so unsanitary, the house was basically...
Condemned.
Condemned.
Yep. They'll knock it down.
They'll knock it down.
Yeah.
So now the husband and wife are staying with relatives. They said, quote, raising chickens is our hobby. Huh?
You know what?
You... Good for you. You know what? What? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know how people like that. I mean, hey, sure, they have the right to do whatever they want. If you want to kill yourself by having 200 diseased chickens in your house, but if you're next door to somebody else's house and the disease could spread, yeah, okay, go in and take care of it. You know what I read this weekend and I did not realize? You know when you go to the grocery store and you see the chicken breasts that you buy for dinner and it says antibiotics.
You'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life.
I know. But you see, antibiotic-free.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're like, oh, great. These chickens were raised without antibiotics. Or you buy your eggs. Antibiotic-free chickens.
Yeah.
All chickens in the United States and pretty much in the world are antibiotic-free now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless administered by a veterinarian to cure a specific thing that's going on, they do not put antibiotics. They went from antibiotics that were absorbed into the tissue to antibiotics that were only absorbed into the gut to basically antibiotic-free now.
Where'd you get this information?
On the Internet. That's where you get all your information. You going to debate that?
Yeah.
You still think the chickens have antibiotics?
It's in their feed.
It's right. That's what they were saying, and that they don't do that anymore.
I don't believe that for a minute.
In the United States or in the world?
Anywhere. I don't believe it for a second. There's just so much of that stuff around, and it's become, if they don't have it, they've ground up something else that had antibiotics. They might not put them directly in, but indirectly, it is the most horrible stuff that you could possibly put in your body. Awful. Stuff.
So your assertion is that the antibiotic free labels still mean something.
It doesn't mean, well, yeah, it does mean something. It means a lot more than the organic label, which means nothing anymore. There's just so much confusion. It's something for us to talk about, by the way, Rich, here on our American Family Farmer program.
Sure.
Which you can hear, by the way, every week at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, part of Talkers.com. I do a one-hour program. Richie and I couldn't do it without Richie, put it together, and it features the problems the American family farmer are going through, the farms themselves and the families, and then solutions. And many people who are listening to it are not farmers. They're just interested in the locavore movement, which is fine. However you want to get the information, I just find that the plight of the family farmer is worth my time, and I'm trying to research and find ways of saluting the farmers and solving a lot of problems that the family farmer has. So that's at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio. There, I want to, before we leave the animal world, there's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful video that we have at DougStefan.com featuring Sophie, an English bulldog. This is the cutest, you know, obviously I have an affinity for English bulldogs because of Charlotte. But this is the, you'll see this, you'll watch it over and over and over again. It just is so full of smiles. Sophie is a young pup bulldog, and she just rolls down the hill. And just it's obvious she's having such good fun doing it. Just watch the bulldog that rolls down the hill. One of the videos at DougStefan.com. And then there's the story about this town in Arizona. This is Maryvale, a Phoenix suburb, become overrun with stray chihuahuas.
This is hysterical.
They're causing confusion and disturbing the peace. Richie made me aware of this. These are rogue. These little chihuahuas, what are they, 4 pounds?
Yeah, yeah, they're
barking,
street dogs.
Yipping and being. So how did?
But they've created a little gang, and they're like attacking kids at bus stops.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're all there. That's
the ultimate man, Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Gang. That's it.
Bite your ankles.
A gang of chihuahuas.
But I mean, you go to most other. You go to most third world countries, and strays are just everywhere.
Yeah.
So I guess in this city, I mean, I guess they just got the chihuahuas just running wild.
Yep. Television report coming up here on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
It turns out that cheerleaders and football players have something in common you might not have guessed. Concussions. According to a new study in the Journal of Pediatrics, cheerleading is the most dangerous activity for female athletes, accounting for 66% of their catastrophic sports injuries, injuries that can result in permanent disability or long-term medical conditions. The research comes amid years of news reports of alleged concussion-related brain injuries among pro football players. But unlike football, cheerleading isn't even officially recognized as a sport by most high school athletic associations. A failure, Dr. Jay Greenstein, CEO of Sport and Spine Rehab, and the official team chiropractor for the Washington Redskins cheerleaders, insists needs correcting, saying we're at what he calls a critical juncture. Greenstein, who's also a member of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, says his work with the Redskins cheerleaders showed that incorporating chiropractic treatment and functional injury prevention programs is a logical answer. In fact, given all the sport stress to the body, especially the spine, other experts increasingly agree with him. Learn more at www.yes2chiropractic.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you remember the Desert Inn? Do you remember the Stardust Hotel? Do you remember the Sahara Hotel? You know, each one of these hotels began Las Vegas. And just about each one of them, and some of the older ones, are no longer there. You can't get a reservation at the Desert Inn because it is out of business. You can't get a reservation at the Stardust, which means they built something, but then we're gone. Now, what about you? What have you built that you are very famous for? What have you done that started a brand new trend? If there's a lot, terrific. But on the other hand, do you want to become the Desert Inn or the Stardust Hotel of your occupation? The answer is no. Someone will take you out. We'll be that someone. Always reinvent, always change, always build, always take a gamble and bring success to you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Now, 48 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Comedian David Brenner died over the weekend. He was 78. Wouldn't have thought he was that old, had bad cancer. Did you know he was the most frequent guest on The Tonight Show? And also, not only as a guest, but he was the most frequent fill-in host over the years that Johnny Carson did The Tonight Show.
More than Leno,
huh? What, say again?
More than Leno, huh?
Yeah. Right, yep. He had one request upon his demise. He apparently asked for $100 in small bills to be placed in his left stocking. Say it again, Doug.
Left stocking. Oh.
In case tipping is recommended where he was going.
Oh, jeez.
Right. He wants his tombstone to read, quote, "If this is supposed to be a joke, I didn't get it." So, anyway, the passing, I never found him funny. He tried to do a radio show for a couple of years. It was not a successful attempt, but I never found him funny.
I enjoyed him. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah. Singers hoping to get famous on The Voice have to give up a lot to do so. Story in today's New York Daily News, Roberta. The contract that the contestants are forced to sign, which they describe as, the news describes them as dehumanizing, states the network can change the rules at any time, eliminate contestants at any time. The network is allowed to ignore the show's voting system. Contestants must agree to let producers portray them in a false and bad light. The worst clause states that NBC can force contestants to undergo medical or psychological testing, results of which could be revealed on television. Good God. The rep for NBC says the integrity of our competition shows, including The Voice, is of utmost importance to us. Really? Well, I suppose you don't have to sign it. You don't have to be on it. Right? That's the other side of it.
That's right. Huh? You don't have to.
Nope, you don't. Alan Thicke is going to start a new reality show called Unusually Thicke. I wonder if his son will be up 51 after.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical news and how it impacts you. Brought to you by the folks who present GenuCell. GenuCell was created with stem cell technology, and that brings it into the scientific world. And Dr. Ken loves science when it comes to products like this. Right, Ken?
Gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day you're going to stare back at you with these things. Thanks to GenuCell, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new GenuCell stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. I've been using GenuCell for 2 weeks, and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product so much, I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use GenuCell too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see GenuCell working in 12 hours.
Order GenuCell right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream that will come free when you order using Dr. Ken's name. 800-822-6145. This is an incredible deal. 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags and puffiness around your eyes, and you're going to get a jar of Esotique, so it's going to take care of your whole face. Creams and serums and salves is really very cool stuff. 800-822-6145 for GenuCell, recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145. The FDA has approved a device for preventing migraines. This seems a little sketchy to me.
Well, this is actually really good news. The FDA this past Tuesday, Doug, approved a nerve-stimulating headband as the first medical device to prevent migraine headaches. The device provides a new option for patients who cannot tolerate migraine medications. It's called the Cephaly device. It's a battery-powered plastic band. It's worn across the forehead. It uses an adhesive electrode. The band emits a low electrical current to stimulate nerves associated with migraine pain. Users may feel a tingling sensation on the skin where the electrode is applied. It's a device that's designed to send no more than 20 minutes of use per day by the patient and only to be used by patients 18 years and older.
All right. So here's something right up the alley from Ken. He's a cardiologist, and he's involved, obviously, in strokes, heart attacks, circulatory issues, that sort of thing. So the news today about a blood pressure level and the fact that it may increase even a little bit, it turns out to be rather important according to this study.
This is new information out of the medical journal Neurology this week. We were talking just a few weeks ago how we were going to allow for people over the age of 60 blood pressures up to 150. And normally what we tell people is we'd like your blood pressure under 140 over 90. Well, this is for people who have yet to go on any medication that high blood pressure levels above 140 over 90 we know are long been known to be risk factors for stroke, but the this new information suggests, Doug, that even slightly elevated blood pressure levels, we're talking above 120 over 80, before you go on any medication, also the raises the odds of suffering a stroke.
Give us those numbers again.
120 over 80 before you go on medication. So what you want to do is a lot of behavioral changes, lifestyle changes, lose weight, become more physically active after the doctor says it's okay, reduce salt or sodium consumption. Look for some stress reduction, get that steam out of your ears, limit alcohol intake, and get adequate sleep. These are key behaviors you can do to reduce blood pressure. If you have this pre-hypertension, this is where the blood pressure is over 120 over 80, but not yet over 140 over 90.
Now, I know, and this is not necessarily a commercial, people are going to ask us when we talk about this on the weekend program, this sort of thing always brings around a focus on things like heart factors plus, which is supposed to boost your nitric oxide level. It's supposed to keep your blood pressure where it is. Can people use this to alleviate this higher blood pressure risk?
Absolutely. Heart Factors Plus is just for generally for good heart health, and it has this added benefit that it will lower your blood pressure just a little bit, and this may bring pre-hypertension down to the normal range of 120.
And you can get Heart Factors Plus by calling 800-621-6313. Dr. Ken, brought to you by, in part, Gutsy Chewy Tablets. After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, reflexy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.